This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzig Center for Performing Arts. She's with us here many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning, everyone. And we have, it's sort of like when you talk about Midsummer Night's Dream, this is about midsummer. It's halfway between the solstice and the equinox, and it's a really nice time of year.
It is, and the weather's been gorgeous, and time to get outside, inside, just get out and do things in Santa Fe, and that's what we'll talk about.
So what's going on this weekend?
I'll start with the Lenzig events. And tonight, there's a concert at the Lenzig. It's Grace Potter. Grace is at the Lenzig tonight starting at 7:30. She is coming here through AMP Concerts, and she is on tour for her new album, Midnight, which is coming out in August. Grace has a great following, and I think a lot of people are excited about this concert, but there are more tickets left, so give us a call at 505-988-1234 or visit ticketsantafe.org.
Yesterday was the 70th anniversary of the nuclear attack on Hiroshima, and Sunday is Nagasaki Day at Los Alamos at Ashley Pond on 20th Street and Trinity Drive. There will be a peaceful meditation with Roshi Joan Halifax of the Upaya Zen Center, Reverend Lawson, Reverend John Deere, Medea Benjamin of Code Pink, and Kathy Kelly. For more information, not really sure. But anyway, you can just go up there on Sunday. I guess just do a little bit of Googling and you will find it.
Have you been to the Trinity site? I have not.
I never have.
I haven't either, but this sounds like a nice way to go and commemorate
that day and think about the immensity of what human beings do to one another.
Exactly. A more relaxing event than what we were just discussing is Chamber Music Festival. That's going on at the Lenzig all month until August 24th. This coming week, we have a concert on Saturday and Sunday of next week. Sorry, that's August 15th and 16th. You can hear Vivaldi's Four Seasons on Saturday. And there will be a concert of Mozart and Bartok on August 16th, Sunday. The Chamber Music Festival, as I said, is just packed with concerts both at the Lenzig, at the St. Francis Auditorium, and I think there might be another place around town also that has these great concerts by fabulous musicians. You can get more information on the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival by calling 982-1890 or by going to ticketsantafe.org or by going to the Chamber Festival Music's website, Chamber Music Festival's website.
And a truly world-class festival and an amazing, amazing resource that we have here in Santa Fe. There is the Santa Fe premiere of a documentary called Slingshot today at 7:30 at the CCA. It features Dean Kamen, who apparently is a quirky iconoclast and inventor who's been called the Thomas Edison of our time. His newest endeavor is to solve the world's clean water crisis with a purification device. And the director will be there afterwards talking about the importance of education and all sorts of things having to do with science. And so let's see, tonight at 7:30 at the CCA. It also will have a run through the 13th of August. The CCA is the Center for Contemporary Arts on Old Pecos Trail.
I think he invented the Segway. You know that Dean Kamen invented the Segway, that, I don't know if you'd call it a scooter, but it's that little two-wheeled stand-up.
Yeah, that you wonder how anybody doesn't fall down, but they don't.
Yes. Yeah. That was supposed to change the world, I might add, and I don't know if it did, but it looks like a fun thing to ride.
Yeah, I don't think the world got really changed.
Coming up at the Lenzig also this week is Stars of American Ballet. That is Wednesday and Thursday evening. There are two different shows, so you can come both nights if you like ballet. It's Performance Santa Fe's presentation of, just as the name says, stars from the American Ballet, and it's made up of principals and soloists from the New York City Ballet. You can come both nights. As I said, they will be dancing to different music, different works, including, if you're a Swan Lake fan, there will be a piece from Swan Lake on Wednesday.
Excellent. Today, Let's see. Tonight is Caribbean night. Wait, today is August 7th, yes. From 6 to 11 at Museum Hill Cafe, featuring food and salsa dancing with Carlos Mora and Havana Son, who are playing salsa tunes. Tonight, again, from 6 to 11, Museum Hill Cafe, up on Museum Hill. And should be a wonderful night, presented by Santa Rueda Productions.
Sunday, this Sunday is Community Day on Museum Hill. And you might probably heard about A Summer for Color, the multi-museum and collaboration in the city that's going on this summer with all kinds of color-themed exhibits and events. Well, if you want to check it out on Museum Hill, Sunday's your day to do so. From 10 to 4, the events will be free. You can go to a folk art market pop-up shop. Wise Fool will be there, some performers from Wise Fool doing stilt performances. There'll be a butterfly dance performance from NDI, face painting for the kids, treasure hunts, a book sale, demonstrations of painting with colcha, and much more. There will also be food and drink. So it's free Summer of Color at Museum Hill, Sunday from 10 to 4.
I went last weekend to The Tempest. Have you seen The Tempest?
No.
So William Shakespeare wrote this wonderful play called The Tempest, and it's performed far and wide and has been for hundreds of years. And Santa Fe Shakespeare Society is doing a production at the Monte del Sol Charter School Courtyard. And I went last weekend, and I have to tell you, it was fabulous. And Quinn Mander and Jerry Ferraccio in particular, whom I had on the air recently talking about it, and those are great, they're great guys, and I thought, oh, this, you know, this will be good, they're cool, you know, whatever. They are doing Shakespeare, and those two gentlemen in particular, as well as it can possibly be done anywhere on the planet Earth, so help me dog.
Wow, and is it a nice setting in the courtyard there at the school?
It's basic. I mean, it's a courtyard, and they do a lot without a lot of fancy scenery and props. I mean, it's outdoors, and it's fine, but, I mean, those guys are just great actors, and it's really fun, and they make it seem like... I mean, there were kids there following it, even though maybe they didn't understand all the words.
Right.
But somehow the way they do the gestures and the way they speak to each other feels very real. It doesn't feel like, Diana, you have come to me today. You know, it's not like that at all. Anyway,
that
go see
cool.
The
I've
Tempest.
Been reading about it.
Yeah, it's this weekend and continues on next weekend. You can go to sfshakespeare.org, I think is the website, or you can just call 490-6271.
I know you have Kate Nelson on often, too, and there are a lot of events going on at the New Mexico History Museum, where Kate works. Tonight, there's a Pueblo Revolt lecture tonight at 6 p.m., featuring archaeologist and author Jason Shapiro. He's going to speak on a topic that the title of his lecture is Wars, Revolts, and Defining Collective Memory in the Context of the Great Pueblo Revolt. It's a free first Friday evening event. So you get free museum admission, including you can go see the opening of their new exhibit, Photography of Sam Adams. Also tonight, over at the Fine Art Museum, there's an ice cream social. It's also free, and you get free admission to the museum, and you get to go in their beautiful courtyard and enjoy Häagen-Dazs ice cream and socialize.
Ice cream social sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah.
And at Collected Works, First Friday's Jazz Series is happening tonight from 6 to 7:30 with Arlen Asher and John Trent Acosta and their quartet. And then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, there is an artist reception for Isis Chirinos. Then on Tuesday of next week at 6 o'clock, Judy Bloom is talking about her book In the Unlikely Event. They're serving coffee from iconic coffee roasters, juice from Verde Juice, lots of good stuff going on at Collected Works Bookstore.
You mean Judy Bloom of young adult novel fame
mm-hmm.
when we were kids?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I did read she had a new book. There's a Creative Mornings event next Wednesday at the New Mexico History Museum from 9 to 10 in the morning. This is a gathering of creative professionals. It's open to all, and it's a networking event. You socialize, network, get some pastries and coffee from the Santa Fe Baking Company, who can Yay. Ask for more. And you also get to hear a talk from State Historic Preservation Officer Jeff Pappas, who will be exploring the theme of action. He does a 10-minute presentation on action and how preservation teams work to prevent adobe buildings from coming down, you know, preserving adobe buildings with a focus on the Palace of the Governors. These are really neat events. You can meet a lot of new people, and it's fun and a great way to start your morning before work if you can. I'll be there and hope to see you there too.
The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things, like the what? Cat of the week.
Oh, very nice.
This week's featured cat is Tanya. Tanya is a very sweet, playful, social kitten. If she's not wait a minute, is that the one? Yeah, that's for today. Okay. If she is not adopted with a litter mate, she would be happiest in a home with another young and active cat to play with, or you can just adopt her with one of her litter mates. She would probably be fine with gentle young children and or gentle dogs. She is a beautiful girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings, and she's just a few months old, little Tanya. If you are interested in adopting her, you can call 316-2281. For more information, you can go to the website F&FNM, and you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
After the cat of the week, we always like to do a dog of the week, so I'm going to pick Baby Bear. Baby Bear is ready to go home with you today. She's lovable and very sweet. All she wants is a family to crawl up on the couch with. She gets along well with other dogs, but we do encourage, says the shelter, meet and greet. She came in as a stray, so a fenced yard is a must. She looks like one of those escape artists. Her adoption fee is waived. She's super cute, looks friendly, has a big smile on her face in this picture, and she appears to be from the Española Valley Humane Society. You can go to their website to see pictures of her and all their other cool pets. You can also go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter's website. And I talked to Ben Swan this week, and he was telling me how they have lots and lots of dogs this summer. Summer, for whatever reason, seems to be a time.
I know. It's funny. There's a lot of dogs available. A friend of mine, bless her heart, I ran into her in the supermarket yesterday, and she said that she went up to the animal shelter and said, "Show me your least likely to be adopted dog." And they showed her this 9-year-old beagle mix who was like really fat and lethargic, and the parents had moved away and left the dog basically, and she adopted the dog. She put it on a weight loss, you know, she'd be like a nice healthy diet, and the dog lost 14 pounds, and they're like best friends now, and they're running around and
probably lost half his weight, little beagle.
Yeah, I don't know,
not quite,
whether it was a beagle Saint Bernard mix or a beagle Chihuahua mix. It was some kind of beagle mix, but anyway, so it's a good time to adopt an animal, and sometimes the least wanted animals are the most loving.
Really, and she's got karma for at least a few years here from that act of kindness. That's fantastic.
Pronzo, Geist Cabaret. David Geist will be playing tonight with John Rangel, who is a wonderful, wonderful musician, and tomorrow night he'll be playing solo. Performances are 6 to 9 at Pronzo Italian Grill.
This story is on the cover of Pasta Tiempo. Always pick up a pasta to find out what's going on throughout the week. There's a new exhibit called at Peter's Projects called Trophies and Prey, a Contemporary Bestiary. And it is particularly timely given the news of Cecil the Lion, who was killed by a hunter in Zimbabwe. But here we have 11 artists that are interpreting animals, and I guess it's animals as prey. They're not endorsing that exactly, but they're questioning the value of big game hunting and sport hunting, I guess, in their own ways, presenting an engaging survey of multimedia animal-themed artworks rife with suggestion and symbolism. Like, you have a lot of ceramic or maybe papier-mâché animal heads that are really cool-looking, kind of playing off the classic trophy animals in someone's pool billiards room. Wow. Anyway, it looks really cool, and it is at the Peters Gallery. There's an opening for it tonight. I believe it starts at 5:30.
Very, very interesting. On Thursday, the 13th of August at 7 o'clock at La Tienda in El Dorado, they're having it's Real New Mexico, R-E-E-L. They're having a mystery movie. They're not going to tell you what the title is, but here are some hints. A small portion of it was shot in New Mexico. It was released in the late 1970s. It was directed by one of the most popular directors of the late 70s and stars an actor whose popularity was at its peak when this film was made. It's an adventure thriller that will have you on the edge of your seat. It's 2 hours. Most of it was shot on location. It's a remake of a French film. Steve McQueen was scheduled to be the star, but turned it down due to his commitment to fellow Santa Fe resident now, Ally McGraw. If you can guess the title, you get free admission.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Probably do it with a little Googling.
Yeah.
But that sounds cool.
Yep.
There's a Railyard Arts District art tour tomorrow. It's a great chance for you to get a guided tour of the, I think there are 8 galleries in the Railyard District. They focus mostly on contemporary art with artists from near and far, from here, and also internationally acclaimed artists. It starts at the Railyard Water Tower at 1 o'clock, so you can meet there tomorrow, Saturday, and you'll be guided. Someone will lead you around to all the different galleries, which are gorgeous. I live near there, and I wander through them often.
Excellent. And did you know that Michael Franti and Spearhead will be
at
Fort Marcy Park on August 8th? That's tomorrow. Have no idea what time.
I might have it in here somewhere. That's part of the Santa Fe Yoga Festival, which goes on this weekend.
And really?
There are all kinds of events. There are 108 yoga classes taught by over 35 world-class teachers, it says. There are daily meditations, Dharma talks, hikes, farm-to-table dinners, all kinds of stuff. I think the Grace Potter concert at the Lensic is tied in with that as well, so they've got a concert tonight and tomorrow night. You can buy passes for it and go to all the classes and things, and it's based at the Scottish Rite Temple. So this is kind of a cool thing. It's the second year, I think, and if you're into yoga at all, it's something to check out. You can get more at the Santa Fe Yoga Festival website, which is santafeyogafestival.org.
I found the time for the Hiroshima Nagasaki event, actually Nagasaki Day, from 2 to 4. They're gathering on Sunday at Ashley Pond, and they're doing a peace procession, a traditional sackcloth and ashes, sitting in silence, and then gather back at Ashley Pond with Reverend John Deere, James Lawson, and Roshi Joan Halifax. Now, hang on. No, that's from 11 to 2 on Sunday. That's Nagasaki Day. Okay, never mind. 11 to 2 on Sunday.
On August 13th, so would that be Wednesday? There is an interesting concert going on at Skylight, the place downtown. It's Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters. So the actor Billy Bob Thornton also has a band, and he will be there with his American roots rock band of seasoned musicians that they've been playing together since 2007. And it's your chance to see Billy Bob Thornton and hear his music, which is supposed to be pretty darn good. It's the 13th at Skylight, starts at 7:30. And you can get tickets. I think you can get tickets at, they'll call Skylight and you can get your tickets. How's that?
Excellent. And the music is playing, which means it's just about time to go. Diana Delling, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Diana Delling is with the Lensic, and Lensic is Santa Fe's most fabulous performing arts center.
Thank you. We think so, too. Come on down.
Excellent. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, and to our webmasters at studiox.com. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. After that, jazz. Everybody have a wonderful weekend and enjoy this just beautiful, beautiful climate while we got it. Hasta la vista.
Bye. Thanks.
Ciao. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to studiox.com for their technical support and web design.